is the conference going for you, Mr. President and CEO of NACUSO?
It's actually been going very, very well. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of meetings with our board, committees, things like that, mm-hmm. on the Sunday before things start. So those all were very productive, got a lot of that out of the way.
Yep.
On Sunday. The conference has been going very good in between times. We meet so many people here that we work with or that we'd like to work mm-hmm. with. So it's just a very efficient way to be able to connect with people and talk about where they're going. Can we help? Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing.
Do you guys have like a booth here or anything like that? Or you just kind of roam around and shake hands and say, hey.
We're small enough. If we had a booth, it'd be way too limiting. We wouldn't meet as many people.
That's a good point.
So we go through the advanced schedule of everybody that's here. Everybody who are existing customers or members or partners of ours, we go and visit them. Mm-hmm. So that's one list. Mm-hmm. Then we have a list of people that we think might make sense that we should go and talk mm-hmm. to. We have several board members that are going around and talking to different people and stuff as well. And they come back to us and say, here's a couple ones that you ought to go see. Mm-hmm. I think this is a good one that mm-hmm. ought to be a part of NACUSO or mm-hmm. where you might be able to help them. So they're giving us tips all the way along. I just got three good ideas from Mike Atkins a few minutes ago.
Oh, Mike.
So, yeah, he's great.
I like Mike.
I do too.
He's a good dude.
So
what do you want to achieve here? What are some of your goals? I mean, like you say, you have a planning session before. I mean, what do you guys want to achieve here? What do you want to take back to mm-hmm. NACUSO?
Well, for us, it's kind of a redefining our focus. Mm-hmm. You know, the areas that we want to be able to focus on over the next year to 18 months. Mm-hmm. So that's what we reconfirm with the board. We do some brainstorming. We talk about how do we better address our markets? How can we help them? Are there new ways that we can do things? Are there things that we're doing that aren't that effective, so we should stop?
Yeah.
You know, just try to make sure we're effectively using the resources in a way that really makes sense mm-hmm. and helps our members, basically. And we came up with some pretty good ideas, so we're going to try some new things. We're going to add some new technology, some other ways to be able to help people to collaborate and to connect. And that's always the biggest challenge, right? If you're mm-hmm. a credit union CEO, maybe you're new in this, maybe it's something that you've wanted to do for a while, but you just don't know how to find somebody mm-hmm. that isn't someone that you consider to be a competitor, that still has a similar mindset with you, because obviously that's important, mm-hmm. and you want to collaborate with them. And there may be an existing collaboration that you can join, mm-hmm. you know, and that's, we try to help people find those. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, maybe you want to start something new, you know, like the three New Jersey credit unions did that got together and did the efficiency work that they did.
Yep.
I mean, really mm-hmm. neat stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to find people who truly are like-minded. That's hard to do. You know, so we try to help facilitate that through our meetings. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had these partner connection sessions at our conference the last couple of years. This year, we've changed it around a little bit. So instead of a formal sit-down session, which can be a little awkward, you know, try to get going, we're going to do it through lunch.
Oh.
People always are more relaxed, a little easier to talk, a little easier to be open when you're having lunch together, and just makes it a little easier, I think, to get along and get to know people. So we're changing up our format a little bit, still providing time to help people find one another,
mm-hmm.
but that's an important function that we serve in terms of helping people to collaborate mm-hmm. and find collaborative mm-hmm. partners. Mm-hmm. And along the area of finding collaborative solutions, we partnered with Callahan's together this pretty cool 2017, it was a CUSO directory,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of the top 40 of all the different ways of looking at CUSOs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also put together a CUSO analyzer. And that's an interactive tool that you can look up every CUSO in the nation, who owns them, what do they do.
Is it kind of like the peer-to-peer thing? Where you can look up credit unions and kind of analyze the credit unions and stuff if you're a vendor looking for their business? Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
So you can look it up by credit union, by CUSO, by state, pretty much every way you can possibly imagine.
Wow.
So a very good tool.
Yeah.
It's something that's available exclusively to NACUSO members. So we've had people joining, and the first thing they say is, what's my CUSO analyzer passcode?
Yeah.
Which is great.
Nice.
That means they really like it and they want to use it and it's helpful. So we've been doing things like that to help with you know, helping people meet one another, look at what the different options are,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Try to bring more collaboration to the industry. You know, the industry keeps shrinking every year, and we just don't think that's necessary. You know, we look at people like Element Federal Credit Union with mm-hmm. Linda Bodie.
Yeah,
she's doing a phenomenal job leveraging the CUSOs that are available to her in the marketplace.
Yeah.
She's saved a ton of money, enough so that she was able to add two more branches, go from one to three. You know, she's increased her assets by 10%. All this basically since she started working with CUSOs. You know, and she's been loving the great service levels.
She's
her
a
members
smart,
are
smart
in
girl.
Love with it. She's
smart.
Very smart.
Yeah.
And she's such an innovative leader to see these things, understand
mm-hmm.
that industry-owned solutions are going to be member-focused and they're going to really deliver member expectations,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they're not going to resist when you want to put in place a member service level agreement mm-hmm. to make sure that the members are really happy mm-hmm. and satisfied.
Yeah.
They expect that because
that's
what they're used to doing, you
exactly.
know. So, which is different from the for-profit companies that a lot of credit credit unions still do business with, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there's various organizations out there that do have unique value propositions and that there can be reasons to work with them. But we try to find the solutions that are better for within the industry.
Right on, right
so
on.
That's our focus.
Are there, I'm going to switch gears here a little bit. Are there any issues or trends that are kind of top of mind for you that you're tracking these days? Occasionally there's something that you write a letter about or something like that? Or
yeah, I mean, one we've actually been working on for a little while is the expansion of CUSO powers. We wrote on this to back when Chairman Matz was the chairman, and she actually agreed that it made sense. She wrote back to us in July back in 2015 mm-hmm. that she was going to have staff start working on it, that it was an idea that made sense.
Okay.
She saw no reason not to. Today, the types of lending support that can be provided through CUSOs is limited to four specific things that are listed in the Rule 712.5. So mortgage loans, member business loans, credit cards, and student loans. That's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
If it's not one of those, CUSOs can't be involved.
Really?
Which makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, why is it a one-on thing like that where you only add specific things?
Yeah.
CUSO should be supporting all types of loans that credit unions are allowed to make.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be denied scale benefits, risk management benefits, expertise, underwriting skills, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. just because it's a car loan or because it's a consumer loan. You know, all the different loan types should be able to be done through a CUSO.
Mm-hmm.
We have written about that. We've talked with the NCUA board members in their analysis that they did with their internal team, you know, that came out last fall,
mm-hmm.
and they identified all these, a big laundry list. I mean, it was pages and pages long of all the different things that they thought that they could possibly do to help improve things at the NCUA.
Mm-hmm.
Expansion of CUSO powers was listed as high impact and low risk, which is, that's the sweet spot. That's
exactly
the kind you want to do right away.
Exactly.
So we're just waiting to get the go-ahead from the NCUA to do this.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, but way back in 2015,
NCUA
said they were supportive.
Yeah.
You know, now Chairman Matz is gone, and we've got Metzger and McWaters. They're doing a wonderful job. They mm-hmm. both said that they support this. My sense is that they're wanting to put together maybe two or three things that are in that high-impact, low-risk kind of case,
mm-hmm.
and maybe one or two of those others is what's holding this up, because
okay.
this is kind of a no-brainer, honestly.
Yeah.
But it's something we keep working on, because yeah. you know, we think it will help a lot of people. We think that it can help lower costs, you know, help make things more efficient, help mm-hmm. control risk, you know, all the things that CUSOs are effective at doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that for us is still a hot button, and we're talking to everybody about it while we're here, and
yeah.
we're getting a lot of support. You know, the other trade groups that we've talked to have all been very supportive mm-hmm. of it and agree with us. So I think it's just a matter of time.
I have to pull a Marco Rubio here.
Yeah.
A second, hang on.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just like, what can you do to get that pushed through? Because that's been, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
Coming up on 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years, yep. And, I mean, we, you know, changed it around over a year ago and talked to Metzger when he was at our conference a year ago. He said, I completely agree and support
yeah.
this.
Mm-hmm.
I know that McWaters does, because we talked to them about it a long time ago. So I think it's not an issue. It's just a matter of kind of the politics of getting it through the bureaucracy.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
there is a bureaucracy even at the NCUA,
yeah.
and that challenges everybody, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the chairman has the best ability to get things through. He's got a laundry list of things he wants to get done, too.
I could imagine the list he's got, the to-do
yeah.
list. My
but
goodness.
I remember a year ago when he got up and spoke, he laid out 15 different key things he wanted to try to accomplish. That's still being worked, right? So
yeah.
there's a lot
oh,
there.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Hey, let's talk about something even cooler.
Yeah.
Is your conference coming up?
Yes, we're excited.
It's coming up in, like a month and a half or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
My gosh. So tell me about what's going on with it.
Well, we're April 16 to 19. We're going to be at Disneyland this year.
Right up the road from me.
That's perfect. That's right.
I know. Driving up.
Shauna, she lives right by there.
That's right.
She is so
right.
excited. She doesn't have to go fly across the country.
No.
So it's really cool. And I guess way back when the CUSO first got started, they actually had a meeting at Disneyland.
Oh.
So it's kind of like Back to the Future, you know.
I'm only with that.
The whole place is different, right? They
yeah.
built this beautiful new convention facility. They've taken the Disneyland Hotel, which are three buildings, and the fourth side is the convention facility. They've completely renovated them. It's a really neat magical experience now when you go into the room, and we're not telling anybody more than that because we don't want to give away the surprise.
We'll leave it at
that.
But
they've upgraded them a lot. They're very, very nice. It's nice and close, you know, and it's easy to get around. Like you walk across the street from the hotel and you're in downtown Disney.
Yep.
And you walk through downtown Disney and you're right at the entrances to Disneyland and California Adventure.
Exactly.
Right?
So it's such a cool area. We were just there at Thanksgiving. We took the family there and, downtown Disney. It's such a cool little atmosphere.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's
great
really
restaurants
neat.
And all that fun stuff. So
it's really, so I think attendees are going to have a really good time.
I do too.
Yep. And we've got a good time of the year to go too.
It is. And we've got some really cool speakers this year. We were only just recently able to confirm our big kind of celebrity speaker that MasterCard got for us is David Robinson. And David Robinson, he's, you know, one of the 50 best NBA players of all time. Guy's kind of a legend, which is pretty amazing. And besides his play, which is pretty phenomenal, he won every award possible. He was the rookie MVP. He was MVP of the whole league 1 year. He won the shooting title 1 year, rebounding title 1 year, blocked shots title 1 year.
Yeah.
I mean, on and on and on, right? Pretty much everything.
I think they did pretty well in the NCAA tournament, too, when he was at Navy.
Yes,
they
did, actually.
I think he took him to the Final Four, at least, I think.
I think that's right.
I'll have to double check my facts.
And he won two NBA championships
with the Spurs.
You know, with Tim Duncan, which was great.
Yep.
So, neat guy. And the really cool thing with him is he is so much a credit union focused kind of person.
Really?
Okay. It's really neat because there's a community trophy that they give out for helping the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and NFL does that and stuff too.
Yeah.
The NBA renamed their trophy the David Robinson Trophy.
Really?
Because he has had such a huge impact and he is so well known beyond any other player in the NBA for making a massive difference in his community.
And you guys got him.
And we got him.
Right on.
So we're excited. He believes in the credit union motto of people helping people. He's going to talk about what he did in the community in which he got involved.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to talk about what it took to win a championship. You know, how you work together as a team, how to motivate each other, how to hold each other accountable, how to set goals and achieve them. I mean, he's just that kind of guy.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be really fun. So he'll be there. He'll be really good. We've got another person by the name of Anders Sorman Nielsen. He is a futurist strategist.
Okay.
And he's from Sweden.
Okay.
Grew up there till he was like 14 or 15 years old.
Yeah.
His dad was a diplomat, so then he moved down to Australia.
Okay.
Lived in Australia all the way through his high school years and decided to go to college there.
Okay.
So he's sort of a Swedish Australian, which is really freaky.
That's an interesting. That's two opposite sides of the planet.
Oh, yeah. Two totally different accents.
The accent's
and he kind of mixes them together.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting accent.
It's pretty funny. But he has such a great insight on the things that he talks about. He's written several books, and his whole view is about the analog world, the old world, the way we did things in the past, and then the digital world and how things work in the future. And what he talks about is the friction that exists when you try to transform from the analog to the digital, or where what you're experiencing in the branch versus what it is on the on your mobile app.
Yeah.
You know, so he talks about how to remove friction, how to make it frictionless so that employees and customers will really, really like it. His talk is always new. He never does the same talk twice because technology changes so much.
Exactly.
So when he comes in, I mean, he reads so much and he stays super current on this. His talk, even if he was going to talk about the same thing that he did a year ago, he wouldn't even recognize it, which is really cool. So he's got a lot of really neat insights to share. He's got some pretty effective ways of helping to get credit unions to think about what should I do differently, how would I do it differently. You know, when you just ask that question, lots of people kind of get stumped because they're thinking they're doing the right thing already, right? So it's kind of hard to think of how to do it different.
Right, right.
Well, he asks it in a totally different way, which I'm not going to reveal here because I think he'll do that hopefully at the conference.
Okay.
And it was very effective. Really got people to think about things.
Right
so
it
was pretty cool.
Right on.
And then lastly, we have Disney Institute again. So we're very fortunate that CUNY Mutual helped us to bring in Anders Sorman Nielsen. MasterCard helped us to bring in David Robinson. And PSCU is helping us to bring in Disney Institute. And last year, they were our highest rated speaker.
Okay, okay.
And it's the group within Disney that teaches other companies how Disney does
That's
what
it.
They do.
That's it, yeah.
You know, they have... You know, 60 million guests a year. They got a staff of 70,000. How, through 70,000 people, do you consistently deliver such exceptional guest experiences, go above and beyond, you know, in ways that people never even imagine, but get recognized when they do, right? It's like, it's a whole culture. And so they're going to talk about how they develop that, how they manage it, how they lead it. And they've talked a little bit about that before at other conferences. This is a completely different take.
Oh.
And this is from the Disneyland perspective rather than Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a their best speaker going to be there.
The original
as well.
Disneyland,
exactly.
The original.
So we're excited. I think it's going to be really fun.
The thing that I really like about your conference is that there's such an entrepreneurial spirit there.
Yes.
That's the thing that just like, when I was there last year, I was like, gosh, it feels like all these vendors are startups, you know, and they're like just looking for that first big break or something
like
that.
And like you helped us with the next big idea competition,
yes.
Right? It was so cool, you know, and talking to Dan Marino and everything.
Awesome.
I mean, it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. You know, and you did such a great interview with Chris Kovacs on the Constellation winner, you know. So that we're doing that again this year. We've got several ideas already. We'll winnow it down to the top five.
Okay.
And all of them look pretty darn good, honestly, so I'm not sure how we're going to winnow down to the top five, but we'll get it to the top five.
Good luck with that.
And then they'll be there to talk about it, and all, everybody who's in attendance gets to vote, decide who the winner is, so that should be fun.
Yeah, that's a really neat contest, too. And then how you have the panel up there, kind of a Shark Tank-ish
type
of thing.
Exactly. So we have four judges, and actually Chris Kovacs, who won last year, he's going to come back and be a judge
this
year.
Oh, he's going to be on the panel, all right.
Yep.
Yeah, I had him in the studio lounge yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He really is.
Doing
and because
really
he's
stuff.
Gone through this, he really knows what it takes.
Yep.
You know, so he knows what challenges there are. You know, he just went through it, and so we've kind of adopted that philosophy. We had that once before. We had Matt Davis who you know, won with us.
Yeah.
We had him come back the next year and be a judge.
Did he win with Gamify or was that
he did.
Gamify? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean it's we like that idea because it's so fresh in their mind of what the challenges are, how you build these businesses, how you scale them, mm-hmm. you know, how you really bring them to bring the benefits that you want. That we just thought it made sense to have them come back if they're willing. And Chris was happy and willing to do it, so he's going to be one of our judges this year, which should be fun.
Very cool. Very cool.
So we're excited.
Anything else on your docket? I mean, we came into this interview with like, what do you want to talk about? But you filled up like 10 or 15 minutes. This is awesome. Good job.
Sorry. Sometimes get to a little bit too talkative.
No, there's lots of stuff. This is cool.
It is good stuff.
Anything else to wrap up?
Two new things in the conference this year that we have not done previously. We're doing what we call CUSA overview for credit unions. And it's really for somebody who's newly in a credit union leadership role or maybe a board member that hasn't been before that doesn't understand CUSAs all that well. So it's an overview, you know, because most of the detailed working sessions that we have in the breakouts are literally how do you do this better? Mm-hmm. How do you achieve industry best in this? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So if you want to understand it from an overview perspective, that's a little difficult. So we put that together. So that's one track.
Okay.
The other track that we've put together is around big data and data analytics.
Oh boy.
You know, that's such a hot issue,
right?
Oh yeah. We've talked about it at least every conference, had one or two sessions on it. But it's become such a big thing that we have an entire set of tracks about it.
Oh, good for you.
And Paul Ablack helped us to put it together because he's an expert in it. And we have experts from CUNY Mutual and others as well that are all there to help talk about all the different ways that you can leverage that technology. So
yeah, that
topic'll be good.
That topic ain't going away anytime soon.
No, exactly.
It's gonna just increase.
Only grows.
Yeah, exactly. Jack, you filled it up, man.
Awesome.
Good stuff. Well
Always
done,
a pleasure,
sir.
Mike. Great to see you
Keep
again.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Thanks.